Good afternoon. Wow, I'm excited. There's so many of you here today. Thank you for coming to our Ring Sing and Mingle. We've been doing this annually for many, many years. And I'm the director of traditional music here, Stephanie Carson, and so I do choir and handbells. And before we start, I'd like to introduce you to our pastor, Chris Kirvin, who's going to pray, and then we will begin.
I have to turn my phone off first.
Oh, you've got one. Okay.
Yeah. I want to say just a thank you in advance. I speak at the beginning, not at the end. And this has become a real signature event for us at Northwood in our ministry and mission together. And I think it's becoming a hallmark event in the life of the community. And I say that to you because it wouldn't be possible without all the people you will see today who practice and train and who willingly put themselves under Stephanie's hammer to learn some of these pieces. I couldn't do it. And so I'm grateful for people that can. And in saying that, with all the people that help and support and the worship team and the people that have worked with the cookies and all that, and the people that are with baskets today for the offering afterwards, that which helps support events like this and maintain these inexpensive bells. They're very inexpensive. You can find them about anywhere. But it wouldn't happen without her. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord and our God, we give you thanks for this hour, for all the energy, the joy that has gone into making this afternoon possible, even in the midst of this wonderful rain we're having. And Lord, we lift it all up to you, to your glory in this season. We celebrate the themes of Advent, of hope and peace, but we also know there's love and joy that come in fellowship together. And we just thank you for all this time together, O Lord. And we sinfully confess our enjoyment in the cookies that follow. We really do. And so, Lord, we lift all this up to you in this hour, this time of frolic and fun, this song and tradition, this hallmark moment in our lives of faith. We lift it all to you in Christ's name. We enjoy it. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Last year, our youth Bell group had 6 seniors in it. And so they've graduated and gone off to college. And so these 5 wanted to keep ringing. And so it's a challenge to find music that's challenging enough for them. Most of these kids have been ringing since 2nd or 3rd grade. And so I just want to introduce them and their grades. So Aaron McDermott is in 6th grade. Ellis is in 7th grade, Ellis Canton. Skylar Widener is in 8th grade. Aiden is in 11th grade, and Delaney is also in 11th grade. And so we're just grateful that they're wanting to keep ringing. The pieces that they're playing and were arranged for 6 or 7 ringers, and so having to do some creative assigning to make it work. Some of them are pretty busy with what they're playing, and at the end you'll see Aiden ringing, shaking one bell while he's switching hands with another bell. It's kind of one of these. So here we go with Jingle Bells. Thank you. to give them a little bit of time to switch between pieces. I'm going to tell you about, a little bit about the next song. The original composer of We Wish You a Merry Christmas is unknown, but it's believed that the origins of the Christmas song date back to the 16th century. The English composer Arthur Worrall is responsible for the popularity of the carol. He was the first person to actually write it down. He arranged it and published it and in 1935 for his magical group. His version was, I Wish You a Merry Christmas. It evolved to, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. 4 years later, in 1939, he passed away, and he was, right before that, he was granted the copyright to the song. Back in the day, when poor Christmas carolers would go around singing carols for the wealthy, they were hoping for some handouts of English sweets, such as figgy pudding. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, he wrote about that holiday treat, and the second verse to this song, Now Bring Us Some Figgy Pudding, is a steamed cake of figs and other fruits, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and often rum or brandy. And we will sing <laughs> We will sing those words a little bit later in the program. And right now, we're going to, the bells are going to play, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Thank you. Thank you. While they're setting up for the next piece, I'd like to talk a little bit about the grading of handbell music. Grading goes from 1 to 5, 1 being the easiest, 5 being basically impossible to play. professional groups play 5, like Flight of the Bumblebee kind of music. The grading is based on, for those of you who know music a little bit, the types of notes played, whole notes, half notes, quarter notes, versus maybe dotted notes or 16th notes, how many accidentals, sharps and flats there are, and requiring bell changes in each piece, transitional sections and key changes, meter changes, sometimes 3-4 to 4-4 to 6-8, for example, which you wouldn't find in a lower level piece. Tempo, if you have a level 3 graded piece, but you play it too slow, then it's a level 2 played bell piece. And techniques, there's so many techniques, thumb damps, mallets, echoes, gyros, marts, you've seen them all tonight, and mart lifts, etc. Ringing is really fun. And you want to be challenged, but you have to be careful and find the balance so you don't overwhelm your ringer and find the right level for your group. The last piece that you heard and this next piece are a level 3. This piece in particular has the hardest part in the bass clef, the lower bells, so keep your eyes on them. No pressure. A lot of mallet work and offbeat martellatos. A martellato is where you push your knuckles into the foam, creating a pitched thud sound, which you will hear. Yep, there you go. Their final piece that they'll be playing, Winter Wonderland, is level 3+, and our most difficult piece this evening. Also, next season, we'll be needing 2 more ringers in our group. Linda's having hand surgery. Mitchell's going off to college. So if you read music well, I can teach you the basics of how to ring. So think about it, and high level this group here. I think we're ready, right? Oh, come all ye faithful. Thank you. Before we start this, I just want to mention we've got percussion in this. Aiden McDermott and Skylar Widener are going to be playing our percussion, and then David Furr is going to be playing sort of a pad sound on the organ, so it fills out the piece in a different way. Winter Wonderland. Thank you. Little surprise there at the end. I told him I'd vacuum. It was worth it. So, well, thank you so much for coming and supporting our ringers. They've really worked hard, and it really means the world to us. And thank you very much to David Furr, our amazing accompanist tonight. He's the organist accompanist here at Northwood, and he's the best. So I'd like to invite you to next Sunday, 10 a.m. in the morning. We have one worship service, and I'd like you to experience our cantata. It's called Darkness into Light by Mary MacDonald. We have 45 singers, strings and woodwinds, and we hope you can worship with us that morning and bring a friend. There's some cards out in the narthex if you'd like to take one. A reminder, following this last song, there is a reception, and we hope you all can attend. It's decorated. You walk in there, and it's Christmas. I mean, it's just beautiful. Thanks to Donna, Melanie, Jody, Roxy, Dee, and Jill, who are probably already in there already. It's really wonderful. There are trivia games to play at the tables. Guess how many jingles are in the bowl? The photo booth is phenomenal. It's better than JCPenney, I'm telling you. I take care of the music part, but the reception is totally them. And thank you, and your cookies. So thank you for those of you who baked. So it is time to fellowship together in this Christmas season, all in the name of Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. The youth will have baskets at the door following the concert, and we thank you in advance for your donations. You're always so generous, and it helps to offset the costs of this event. The last number has Jubilation Ringers playing bells, Celebration Ringers playing chimes, and the Hallelujah Youth Ringers playing boomwhackers. A boomwhacker is a plastic tube cut in lengths to give different pitches. They will be hitting the pew in front of them. And let's do a C scale. Here we go. So it's sort of like a bell, but not. But anyway. And all of this together is joy to the world. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your cookies.